Effects of Simulated Aging on Cushion Performance Related to Hysteresis. Amanda Manco 1, Patricia Carg 1, David Brienza 1, Alexandra DeLazio 1, 1 University of Pittsburgh, Department of Rehabilitation Science and Technology. Introduction. Pressure injuries can develop as a result of large and sustained tissue deformations while sitting. 1. Because of the nature of wheelchair use, extended periods of sitting occur and can be compounded by impaired sensation of the thighs and buttocks. Pressure injury treatment is lengthy, expensive, and severely limits functional capacity. 2. Wheelchair cushions of varying constructs are used to combat risk and aid in body positioning, stability, comfort, and pressure distribution. Over time, wheelchair cushions experience changes which affect the way they perform. The RESNAWC3 seating standards outline performance tests used to characterize changes in cushion properties before and after simulated aging. 3. The aim of this study is to determine the effects of simulated aging on cushion performance related to hysteresis. Hysteresis measures the energy lost to the cushion during a cycle of loading and unloading. Hysteresis metrics are typically interpreted in two ways: indicative of energy absorption during impacts and facilitating the user's return to erect posture after functional leans. Methods. A cohort of 21 cushions with a range of characteristics was selected to represent those commercially available at the time of testing. The cushions were grouped for analysis according to primary material, foam, air, foam plus fluid, and honeycomb, general cushion category, general use, skin protection, and adjustable skin protection, and contour level, none, low, moderate, and high. The cushion cohort was subjected to two rounds of minimal methods for simulated aging as outlined in RESNAWC3 Section 6. 3. These methods simulate aging due to repetitive loading, laundering and disinfection, and accelerated heat aging. The protocol is intended to approximate 18-24 months of actual use. For this study, the cushions underwent baseline testing prior to any simulated aging, pre-aging, followed by the first round of simulated aging methods and characterization testing, post-aging 1. In order to determine the effect that further aging would have, the cushion cohort was subjected to a second round of aging and characterization testing, post-aging 2. The distribution of cushion characteristics is shown in Table 1. Table 1. Cushion cohort characteristics. Cushion designation. General cushion category. HCPCS code. Primary material. Contour level. A general UC2601. Honeycomb moderate. B general UC2601. Foam low. C general UC2601. Foam none. D general UC2601. Air none. E skin protection. E2603. Honeycomb none. F skin protection. E2603. Foam plus fluid none. G skin protection. E2603. Foam moderate. H general UC2605. Foam moderate. I general UC2605. Foam high. J general UC2605. Foam plus fluid low. K skin protection. E2607. Honeycomb high. L skin protection. E2607. Foam none. M skin protection. E2607. Foam plus fluid high. N skin protection. E2607. Foam plus fluid low. O skin protection. E2607. Foam moderate. P adjustable. E2622. Foam plus fluid. IQ adjustable. E2622. Foam plus fluid moderate. R adjustable. E2620. 2 air none. S adjustable. E2624. Foam plus fluid high. T adjustable. E2624. Air none. U adjustable. E2624. Foam moderate. Hysteresis is performed with a rigid cushion loading inventor, RCLA, attached to a loading rig, Alliance RF100, MTS Corporation. The RCLA is designed to represent the average adult male buttock and thigh dimensions. 3. The loading rig applies a continuous loading cycle from 8N to 750N, then back to 8N at a rate of 1 mm per second. Cushion thickness under the base points, the lowest points of the RCLI, are measured throughout the cycle. Following each of three trials, the cushion is reset and rests for a minimum of 300 to allow for full recovery. The metrics of interest are hysteresis indices at 250N, H250, and 500N, H500, represented as percentages. Data analyses were conducted using IBM SPSS Statistics 25 software. Wilcoxon signed ranks test was utilized to assess the statistical significance of differences between means after each aging cycle. In addition, effect size was calculated for each metric. Magnitude of small, medium, and large effects were categorized as 0.0 to 0.3, 0.4 to 0.6, and 0.7 and above, respectively. As contour level, primary material, and general cushion category are categorical, the data was first recoded into binary variables with foam, skin protection, and cushions without contour used as the reference variables. A linear regression was then used to determine relationships between the categorical data and the change in hysteresis metrics from pre-aging to post-aging 1 and pre-aging to post-aging 2. An alpha level of 0.05 was used for all statistical tests. Results cohort results table 2 shows the resulting means within the cushion cohort. Decreased hysteresis values are seen after both cycles of aging for 250N and 500N. Additionally, changes after both aging cycles were statistically significant for each metric. All changes had a medium effect, except hysteresis at 500N from pre to post aging 2, which had a large effect. Spearman correlations were conducted to determine if a relationship between change in hysteresis metrics and change in thickness under the base points occurred from pre to post aging 1 and pre to post aging 2. No significance was found in any case. Table 2. This table shows the comparative cohort results of pre-aging, post-aging 1, and post-aging 2. Mean and standard deviation, statistical significance, and effect size are included. Variable pre-aging mean SD, post-aging 1 mean SD, post-aging 2 mean SD, pre versus post 1 p-value pre versus post 1 effect size pre versus post 2 p-value pre versus post 2 effect size H250%, 15.20, 8.94, 14.09, 8.03, 13.62, 8.23, 0.021 minus 0.5, 0.003 minus 0.6 H500%, 11.10, 5.77, 9.85, 4.7 9.08, 4.69, 0.039 minus 0.5, 0.000 minus 0.8. Figure 2 shows the results by cushion across both aging cycles. Outcome variable H250 is higher than H500 in all cushions except A and K. Figure 2. Comparison of performance metrics significant relationships. Table 3 shows the p-values resulting from linear regressions between the change in hysteresis metrics after aging and the cushion categories. Regression analyses were conducted between one category, primary material, general cushion category, or contour level, and one metric at a time, though the results are shown in a combined table. From pre-aging to post-aging 1, changes in H250 were significantly correlated with AIR, p equals 0.014, and no contour, p equals 0.021 cushions. From pre-aging to post-aging 2, changes in H250 were significantly correlated with general use, p equals 0.028, and no contour, p equals 0.010 cushions. Variable H500 was not significantly correlated with any cushion characteristics, but approached significance with general use, p equals 0.088, and no contour, p equals 0.056 cushions. Table 3. Significant relationships between change in performance metrics and cushion categories. H250 pre, post-aging 1 H250 pre, post-aging 2 H500 pre, post-aging 1 H500 pre, post-aging 2 foam 0.155, 0.15, 2.46, 4.172 air 0.014, 0.072, 0.169, 0.297 foam plus fluid 0.312, 0.73, 2.537, 0.576 honeycomb 0.487, 0.705, 0.164, 0.131 general use 0.069, 0.0 28.090, 0.088 skin protection 0.792, 0.851, 0.716, 0.275 adjustable 0.563, 0.210, 0.875, 0.945 contour, none 0.021, 0.010, 0.401, 0.056 contour, low 0.463, 0.370, 0.615, 0.472 contour, moderate 0.263, 0.229, 0.221, 0.567 contour, high 0.196, 0.283, 0.918, 0.51, 4. Discussion cohort trends according to the test rationale provided within the standard. Cushions with larger hysteresis values will tend to absorb energy when used on rough surfaces or when dropping down steps, rather than transfer the impact energy to the user's tissues. 3. Although the loading rates in the test are much slower than when a user encounters these conditions, cushions with large hysteresis values may also tend to remain conformed to the user's shape for a time after unloading. As shown in Table 2, hysteresis at both 250N and 500N significantly decreased with continued aging. Overall, for the H250 metric, decreasing values were found in 67% of cushions after the first aging and 81% of cushions after the second aging. For the H500 metric, decreases after aging cycles were found in 71% and 86% of cushions, respectively. The lower hysteresis percentages post-aging may indicate more consistent support during buttock cushion loading-unloading, but increased tendency for the cushion to deform the user's tissue due to the higher support forces during unloading, as no relationship between the change in hysteresis metrics and change in cushion thickness occurred. The decreasing hysteresis metrics across aging do not appear to indicate a change in cushion stiffness. Because hysteresis may shed light on the effects of impact and leaning, it is important to consider both magnitude of hysteresis values and difference between both metrics when assessing the results. Close examination of the data as shown in Figure 2 indicates that all cushions except cushions A and K had lower hysteresis values at 500N than at 250N, which is the expected outcome of aging as cushions lose elasticity. As the cushion is decompressed after a loading cycle, ideally it would immediately begin to expand back to its original thickness. For cushions A and K, both honeycomb constructs, H500 was greater than H250 at the pre-aging time point. This trend is also found in cushion A at post-aging 1 and 2. Through equations 1 and 2, it can be determined that the ratio of thicknesses is smaller at 500N than at 250N. This may be due to a delay in the expansion of the honeycomb cells after unloading. It is interesting to note that this trend is also seen in cushion E, the third honeycomb cushion. While H500 is not larger than H250 in this case, there is less than a 1% difference at pre-aging. Significant relationships between metrics and cushion characteristics. An additional area of interest is the presence of relationships between the change in testing metrics from pre-aging to post-aging 1 and pre-aging to post-aging 2 in cushion grouping characteristics, including primary material, general cushion category, and contour level. Overall, air cushions tended to be the main driving factor behind the decreasing metric means of the cohort, with 100% of these cushions experiencing decreases in H250 and H500 after both aging cycles, although this may be attributable to cushion setup. When observing the individual cushion results, cushion D has an abnormally large pre-aging result, figure 2, thus leading to large changes across aging time points. Pre-aging values for cushion R are also higher than average. This greatly contributes to the significance found in air, general use, and no contour categories as shown in Table 3, as cushion D has all of these characteristics and cushion R has both air and no contour characteristics. Further analysis would be required to confirm the validity of the relationship and if significant effects still exist after removal of these outliers. Conclusion: the minimum method for simulated aging as outlined in the RESNAWC3 standard has a significant effect on cushion performance within hysteresis testing. Significant decreases in both metrics at the cohort level occurred from pre to post aging 1 and pre to post aging 2 with medium to large effects. Additionally, significant relationships were found between the change in hysteresis metrics due to aging and cushion characteristic categories of air, general use, and cushions without contour. References: 1. Sohn Enblom, S. E. Vunk, T. E. Jensen, T. W. and Spriegel, S. H. 2014. Effects of wheelchair cushions and pressure relief maneuvers on ischial interface pressure and blood flow in people with spinal cord injury. ArchFys Med Rehabil, 95.7/13/50/1357. doi:10.1016/j.apmr.2014.01.0072. Russell, C. A. and L. Exhauser, A. 2006. Hospitalizations related to pressure sores, 2003. Statistical brief number 3. In Healthcare Cost and Utilization Project, HCUP, Statistical Briefs. Rockville, MD. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, U.S. 3. RESNA, 2018. RESNA American National Standard for Wheelchairs. Volume 3. Wheelchair Seating. Rehabilitation Engineering and Assistive Technology Society of North America. Arlington, VA.